Ever wonder what happens when parts break on the International Space Station? Well, wonder no longer. Astronauts can get instant replacements thanks to onboard 3D printers. In this business brief, analyst John Burr tells WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo those 3D printers are made by a company called Made in Space, and it has a growing operation here in Jacksonville.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
The company is called Made in Space. John, you went to the Jacksonville office recently and met a couple of the guys who head up the whole company. It's based in California.
Andrew Rush and Spencer Pittman. Rush is the CEO and Pittman is the head of product strategy. They met in Jacksonville 3 years ago. They were both checking out the city's startup scene at the time. Rush was in town after graduating law school at Stetson. Pittman went to Harvard to study astrophysics and mathematics.
They have their main headquarters in California. They have an operations office in Jacksonville.
They do. They do, and they're under a NASA contract. They build and operate a 3D printer on the International Space Station. They make basic replacement parts for the station and for satellites.
And the pieces are actually made on the space station.
Yes, the instructions are sent up digitally, and the printer goes ahead and makes the parts. The idea is it saves money and it saves time. It's extremely expensive to fly things up to the space station in a rocket. It also takes months of planning to do that. There's a practical concern, too. Everything you send into space has to be engineered to withstand that liftoff. You know, shakes like crazy. They compare it to a shaking of a paint can. So if you can build something in space, you don't have to build it to those specifications to withstand that kind of treatment.
We can solve that by strapping bigger capsules to more explosives, or we can solve that by making as much stuff as possible up there.
So these guys already have a NASA contract. What is next for them?
A bigger NASA contract. They have a $20 million two-year contract, which starts this summer, actually. And the idea is they're going to be building robots and more 3D printers. They're going to actually, at the end of this, going to be building parts to build space stations in space.
In 10 or 20 years, we see this technology enabling the manufacture of telecommunication satellites that deliver internet to huge swaths of the world that are bigger and more capable than what we can do now.
So does that mean they're expanding in Jacksonville?
They are expanding in Jacksonville. They're expanding overall. They have about 30 employees now between Jacksonville and Mountain View, California. They expect to add 20 more in the next year. And they're looking for anybody with expertise in robotics, electrical engineering, or business development here in Jacksonville.
That was WJCT business analyst John Burr. The company is Made in Space. I'm news director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.